Thanks for joining us on After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, or head over to AmericaOutLoud.com, where you can click the Listen Live tab for 24/7 talk radio. While you're over at AmericaOutLoud.com, be sure to check out all the great podcasts and articles updated daily. You can find Rob and I's entire archive of shows over at AmericaOutLoud.com. So you guys want to be sure to check it out. And if you share that on social media, we appreciate that a great deal as well. We're living in unprecedented times, and that is playing out this week before our eyes. Never before have we seen such a partisan, corrupt administration as we have right now. What the Biden administration has done since taking office is Stalin-esque. Before he was even sworn in, Rob and I were suspended from Twitter, along with President Trump and thousands of other American patriots, silencing their political opponents from the start. And they have escalated things with this sham and corrupt January 6th committee, and now raiding President Trump's home like he is a low-life criminal. It takes a lot to make me angry, but I am angry. And I'd like to think if you aren't mad, you either aren't paying attention, or you are in favor of a totalitarian regime like the Biden administration. And shame on you if that is the case, because you are not paying attention to what's going on around you and are just going along with this leftist brainwashing if you are okay with all of this happening. Rob, we won't even continue any further. What are your thoughts?
I want to say thank everyone for joining us tonight. And as you said, a lot of people aren't paying attention to what's happening. Our justice system and the FBI have been weaponized against the American people. Not just Donald Trump, but the American people. And I don't care where you stand on the political spectrum. You love Donald Trump or hate Donald Trump. This is more than about Donald Trump, but more so about our democracy, our republic. What we saw happen the other night, August 8th, will live in infamy. It is the moment our country changed forever. Now, I know that there are a lot of people that are saying, well, let's wait and see what happened. In fact, there are Republicans, Mitch McConnell, Tim Scott, just to name a few, John Thune. They're saying, well, let's wait. Let's see what they have. Let's let this play out.
Weak.
Exactly, weak. We said the same thing about Russia collusion. You know, in fact, I was one of the ones who were saying, you know, Trump is innocent. Let them investigate. But little did I know that once you open that door and you let them in, they can investigate whatever they want to investigate. They can go down any rabbit hole they choose to go down, which is what they did. And they came up with nothing. But yet still, they want to investigate. Even after Bob Mueller's weak report came out, there was nothing to be found. But they wanted more time. We need more time to create a crime, to manufacture wrongdoing. Jeff Sessions should have never entertain the idea of a special counsel, special prosecutor, because there was no there then, and there still isn't. Even after the FBI has looked at this and has said in so many words, there's nothing there. It was all a ruse. We've seen the tapes. We've seen records. There was nothing there. Yeah. It was all created by Hillary Clinton.
It was. And after we've seen the Russia collusion delusion, that hoax, then we've seen the Ukraine hoax that we've seen play out, and just the constant attacks on President Trump and his family. Now we're seeing it play out with this sham January 6th committee, where only one side gets to go up and tell their deluded facts, as they like to call them. And we're seeing it play out here once again. And here's my thing. Say they do say that they found something in President Trump's home there in Mar-a-Lago. why would anyone believe them at this point? They've investigated this man for the last 5 years, almost 6 years straight, nonstop, and he has been clean. They have not been able to get anything to stick. Now you're hearing about this raid, and President Trump's lawyers were not allowed to be there while his home was being raided. At this point, I'd be surprised if they don't find anything, because I think they will find something. And I think what they'll find was planted there by the FBI. I don't think President Trump left anything illegal. And if anything comes out of this, I'm going to blame the FBI for planting the evidence, because I have no credibility left to have with the deep state, FBI, or the Democrats. They have just been out after witch hunt after witch hunt. And at this point, they've lost all believability. I would not believe them if they try and say that there's something at President Trump's home there in Mar-a-Lago. I'd be convinced that this was all planted if they do try and say that they found something. And I do expect them to.
Planted, like you said, planted. But again, as you said, Andrew, if you're not watching your sleep, if you're not aware, and for all of you who are standing on the corner saying, hooray, 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 now we got it, finally. What is it all about? If Biden won the election of 2020, fair and square, what are you concerned about? Why are you so afraid of this man running again? They didn't just raid his home, his private residence. Now we're finding out that they even went through Melania's things, through her closets, through her dressers. What were they looking for? Now some would say, well, he took papers out of the White House and he shouldn't have done it. And, you know, they need the National Archive. They need the paperwork. You're gonna get it. It's just paper for the library. And then they were talking to Trump's people. What changed? You know, some say, oh, well, the conversations broke down and that they weren't getting anything else. Okay, so you had to enact a raid, pre-dawn raid to get information. You couldn't subpoena it. Trump wasn't even at Mar-a-Lago. He was in New York City. Usually you would wait for the person to be there. Now, they would have done that. Mind you, they would have done it. Look at all the other Trump associates that they've done this to. Look at Mike Flynn, General Mike Flynn, Paul Manafort, Peter Navarro, Carter Page, Roger Stone, Jeffrey Clark, fairly recently, had him out in his underwear. And they had it all on tape. And people think that is funny. James Comey, nothing. And remember, James Comey took information from the FBI offices. And he provided it to a college professor because he was trying to maintain the integrity. And he thought, well, this is the way I can keep this. To this date, no one has been charged. Peter Strzok has not been charged. Andrew McCabe. Bill Barr said, well, we can't charge him because I don't think we can find a jury that will find him guilty. He was right, because that jury would have been in D.C. Bill Barr didn't think to move it out of D.C. I wonder, what is Bill Barr thinking right now? He's seeing all of this. Is he also saying, let's wait and see what happens?
I'm sure.
Wait and see what happened. You're destroying our democracy. You're destroying our republic. People have lost confidence in the FBI and the Department of Justice. And mind you, as I've said before, we cannot forget that Merrick Garland was supposed to be, they wanted him, the Democrats, on the Supreme Court. Now think about this. This man has no integrity, but yet and still, they were telling us that he has to be on the court. He has to be on the court for what? Now, just think about what he would have done had he been on the court, had he made it to the court, because they were saying, oh, he has to be on the court. This is too important. What would he have done on the Supreme Court? He is showing you now the con, his jurisprudence, or his lack of jurisprudence. He's weak.
Yeah, it's a damn good thing that President Trump and the Republicans have control of the Supreme Court, or the Democrats would weaponize that just like they've weaponized everything else. The Department of Justice is an absolute joke and a sham. Christopher Wray is a disaster as an FBI agent. And this has just got an end at some point, because we're just seeing totally one-sided justice here. And you've got a lot of these people who are just clapping like this is a good thing until it happens to them. That's what they don't realize. If Republicans take control, they better hope that they're not treated the same way that they've been treating us these past couple of years.
And you're right, Andrew. there will be no end to this. And then a lot of them are looking at saying, oh, well, you know, this is what goes around, comes around. Republicans are going to do the same thing. No, I beg to differ. The Republicans hopefully will get to the bottom of this.
Right.
They will hopefully put an end to this. And the end has to be, and I will say this, Merrick Garland, Christopher Wray, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Barack Obama, many in the media industry, marching out before the public in handcuffs. Well, what evidence do you have? What evidence? Sedition. They're trying to overthrow the government. They're trying to remake the government. They have trounced on the Constitution. And then you have these judges. Again, I will say it again. Our justice system has been compromised. You have judges that are actively being activists. The judge the other day, okay, Trump's tax returns, he has to turn them over to the House Ways and Means Committee. What for? What are they looking for?
Yeah, and this judge that signed the warrant had donated thousands of dollars to Joe Biden, Barack Obama, and their campaigns. So if that doesn't tell you all that you need to know, then I don't know what to tell you.
The judge, Bruce Reinhart, not only had he donated to Barack Obama's campaign, he stepped down from being a judge in order to represent Epstein and associates. Just think about it. He stepped down to represent this guy. And then he decided to step back into the courts. And what does Christopher Wray and Merrick Garland do? They judge shopped. They went around saying, hey, can you give us a warrant for this? Can you give us a warrant? Different judges probably said, no, I don't think so. But this low-level judge, Bruce Reinhart, whom I've heard Biden had on the list of possible Supreme Court justices, these people have no integrity. And as you said, Andrew, they would have corrupted the Supreme Court. They would have corrupted it. Had Merrick Garland been on the Supreme Court, it would have been a kangaroo court, just like so many other federal courts. And then I hear people saying, well, you know, Trump appointed a lot of these judges, and a lot of those judges are on the dark side. They're part of the deep swamp because they were made as recommendations.
Yes, but even that, with that being said, they're still a whole lot better off than what we would have been. Say Hillary Clinton would have won and we'd have a majority liberal Supreme Court. We would be completely screwed right now because we see what they're doing. They'd completely weaponize it. And they don't care about partisan politics. That's the way that the Democrats roll. So thank goodness that President Trump got in. He got to elect three justices. It was a blessing we got Amy Coney Barrett in at the last minute. But I just could not even imagine if we did not hold control of the Supreme Court right now, what would be taking place.
Well, you also look at Christopher Cooper, who was a judge, I think, over Michael Sussman case. The judge who allowed people to sit in on Michael Sussman case, Michael Sussman, who should be in jail for bringing a fake FISA to the courts, lied about his contact with the FBI, lied about his affiliation with Hillary Clinton. This judge, a DC judge, allowed individuals on the jury who had donated to Hillary Clinton, who hated Donald Trump. The judge himself had been a business associate of Michael Sussman. He had all this happening and no one thought anything of it. John Durham Newt was completely aware of it and just looked the other way. Do you actually think people on the right can get justice in this environment? They can't. They can't at all. Our justice system has been eroded. It is corrupt. So when people go in and say, well, the judge didn't rule fairly, all we have to do is just point to this. Again, I go back to the justice who said, oh, let the Ways and Means Committee have Trump's tax returns. What are they looking for? They're looking for something. They want to find a crime. Now, of course, the tax returns will be leaked all over simply because he chose not to give his tax returns when he was running for office. It's not a prerequisite. It's not in the Constitution that you have to give your tax returns. I think Jimmy Carter started it. He didn't have to. Now they feel that we need to see the tax returns. For what? You can't make anything out of it. And now we see that in this new bill, inflation reduction bill, they're adding almost 87,000 new IRS staffers. For what? Our IRS tax system shouldn't be that complicated. You should just be able to mail it in on a postcard and say, hey, here's what I did. This is what I owe. That's it. You got to itemize this. You got to duck that. It is designed to trap people. That is the reason why they want Trump's tax returns.
Right. To come after hardworking Americans is what they're
hardworking Americans. And you have people who are like, oh, no, we need this. Oh, it's going to go after the rich people. No, they have lawyers and accountants to protect them. You don't. If we could only get people to wake up for half a second and see what's happening. But see, they can't because you have the liberal media feeding them a constant diet of lies. No one is explaining the truth. And civics isn't being taught in school anymore. These people aren't being challenged.
Right. And Rob, Joe Biden talked a big game. But for all these Black people that voted for him, what has Joe Biden done for Black people so far? Because I'm coming up empty.
Not a damn thing. But kept them on the mental slave plantation. That's it. Feeding them a constant diet of you will overcome eventually. Just keep voting for us and we're going to help you out. And they haven't done anything. They haven't done anything in the way of jobs. What they have done is disrupt the Black family, having the Black woman think that she's the head of the household, making sure the Black women are promoted and having all these jobs, whereas the Black man gets absolutely nothing. Once again, he's got to go outside of the family. What they're doing is making certain that Black boys think that they're girls, emasculating the Black man with no jobs. That's what they've done for the Black family, and the Black woman does not realize it. And she will go to church every Sunday morning and sit there and raise her hands up and cry and hoop and holler, but has done nothing to help the Black family. But yet and still, we're going to vote for these people.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And it's really sad because Joe Biden's policies are not working for anyone. And you've got so many people who just vote with emotion. They vote with what they hear from the mainstream media, despite all the evidence is right there before their eyes. They could just look around them and see that gas is twice as expensive. They can see that groceries are three times as expensive. They can see that wages are not going up, but inflation is going up. I mean, all this is clear for everyone to see. Violence is on the rise. Criminals are getting let free. And you have these Democrats who just allow it to happen. And you got to wonder what it would take for some of these Democrat voters to wake up, because if they're not waking up at this point, it's almost like they're just not going to. It's just like they're 100% set in emotion instead of voting with what actually works for themselves. It's kind of crazy. You're tuned into After Dark with Robin Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, or wherever you stream your podcast. We're available on iHeartRadio Monday through Friday at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, or 6 p.m. on the West Coast. We'll be back with more After Dark with Robin Andrew.
It's summertime. Ready for your vacation to the beach, the lake, or the mountains? But what about your accommodations? Ever wonder what germs were left behind by the previous guests? Kathy G. from Tulsa says the Genesis Fogger gives her peace of mind and confidence when traveling. With Genesis, she knows that the air and surfaces in her vacation rental are free of bacteria and viruses left behind by the previous occupants. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud to receive a 15% discount on the Genesis Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you'll be ready for what's next.
Oral hygiene hasn't changed in 50 years, but our diet and the way we eat has, creating an environment in your mouth for bacteria to wreak havoc on your teeth and gums. For better oral health, get Spry Dental Defense, an oral care line designed to combat acid-creating bacteria. The toothpaste, mouthwash, mints, and gum all contain xylitol, a natural ingredient shown to dramatically improve oral health. Spry can be found online and at all fine natural retailers.
Surely if you can't find it here, you can't find it anywhere. We are the pulse and voice of everyday American thought. So you can listen in on our free apps on Apple, Android, or Alexa. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Andrew, you're right. People do go with emotions. And I think that the way they're looking at this whole thing with this raid on Mar-a-Lago, a lot of people are looking at it from an emotional standpoint also. I know that I initially was doing it. I was completely upset. I thought, are you serious? Is this actually happening? Because we've been talking about this on our show. And for the past couple of shows, we've been attacking. We're not really attacking, but calling out Christopher Wray. And I just went back and looked at some of the tapes. And I was looking at, when he was testifying before Congress last week, and they were asking him about Russia collusion, and I think it was Senator Blackburn, she asked him, she said, do you think it was a hoax? And he said, well, I wouldn't call it that. She said, well, do you think the Hunter Biden's laptop was Russia disinformation? And he said, well, I can't comment on an ongoing investigation. And she said, well, do you have the laptop in your possession? Well, I can't comment. What can you comment on? Now, this guy is going to go before the Senate again this week, I think. What are they going to ask him? I think that they're wasting their time with him. They're being too nice. If I were there, I would say, look, we need answers. And if you don't answer the question, we're going to hold you within contempt of Congress. I mean, you got to stop playing with these people. You have got to use the power that you have. Why are they allowing him to skirt around the issue? This is the reason why we're in this predicament now, because no one is holding these individuals accountable. No one is holding Merrick Garland accountable. We see that the man is corrupt. We see that the man is a criminal. But they sit there and dance around with them. I don't know what's going on in the minds of these Republicans. And I must say this also, your silence is golden. The silence says everything as to where you stand. Mitch McConnell, Tim Scott, John Thune. It speaks volume as to who you are and what you want. A lot of these individuals want Trump out of the way. They want him out of the way because they want to go back to status quo. And as someone had said before, I don't know if you said it, Andrew, or I heard this, that a lot of these Republicans, they're not Republicans. They're moderate Democrats hiding behind the Republican shield. They want you to think that they're Republicans. Because at this point, Andrew, quiet as is kept. They should be quiet, of course. But as soon as the election is over, the midterm in November, they should all come out and say, the only candidate we're going to support is Donald John Trump. Plain and simple, that's it. No ifs, ands, or buts, no in between. Mike Pompeo has to step aside. Ron DeSantis has to step aside. Mike Pence, who gives a damn about Mike Pence? Mike Pence is weak. Okay, I'm sorry. He's weak. We got to stop playing. I'm tired of playing around with these Republicans. I'm tired. There's too much at stake. I mean, look at Joe Kent. We just learned that he won his election after Herrera Butler, who's been in office for how long, chose to impeach the president.
Six terms.
So she's another one who wants Donald Trump out of it. Carrie Lake just won. Now, a lot of people are saying all these people are weak. After what happened on August 8th, every Republican should be behind these candidates. There should be no ifs, ands, or buts. You should run to the polls and vote because this could be you next. What they're doing is that they're trying to shut down anyone who does not agree with their radical agenda. Do you see what's happening in our schools nonstop? They're turning out kids. The kids are going in as one gender and they're coming out a different gender, as young as two. This is what they want. Religion be damned. They don't want to hear anything about Jesus. They don't want to hear anything about the church. They want to turn it all out. But you can talk about Islam, And Muslims all day long, they will reach out, they will embrace it. But Christianity, forget about it. Folks, wake the heck up. I keep trying to tell my associates and my family in middle America, I'm like, folks, this is what's happening. And you know, Andrew, I'm doing what one of the guests on the show, I think it was Peter Hernandez, had said. I don't even say anything about Republicans. I just say, do you agree with this? No, I don't. Okay. Do you know what's happening? Do you think we need to stop it? Of course. Okay. You need to look at what you're voting for. People are completely, they don't see what's happening. They don't see if they are trying to change the face of this country completely. If you don't agree with them, they will shut you down. That's what's happening. And it's scary. Be afraid.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Rob. And even when there's a Democrat or someone that maybe just leans a little left and they try and point out the obvious, the radical left just gets incensed. You know, Andrew Yang, the guy who ran for mayor of New York City, he also ran for president of the United States in the Democrat primaries. He tweeted, "I'm no Trump fan. I want him as far away from the White House as possible. But a fundamental part of his appeal has been that it's him against a corrupt government establishment. This raid strengthens that case for millions of Americans who will see this as an unjust persecution. It seems like this was authorized by a local judge in a particular FBI office without buy-in or notifications of higher levels of government. But literally, no one will believe that or make a distinction. It seems political." And then he tweeted a quote, "If they raided his home just to find classified documents he took from the White House," one legal expert noted, "he will be reelected president in 2024. Hands down, it will prove to be the greatest law enforcement mistake in history." Andrew Yang tweeted that, and he is getting lit up on social media. The Democrats are saying they are completely done with him. Even a fake news website has the headline, "Andrew Yang effectively becomes, I'm not MAGA, but in carrying Trump's water, undermining the Department of Justice." What are your thoughts on Andrew Yang's statements? And then to hear about him getting a backlash for what seemed like perfectly reasonable statements to me.
Well, I don't like Andrew Yang because he and Christine Todd Whitman, they're planning on creating another party. Andrew Yang, oh, here's the thing. Some of these people will say positive things, just like Elon Musk. When Elon Musk said that Twitter is horrible, we need to come in and we need to buy it and all these other things. People, oh, yeah, I'm like, yep, this is good. It's sad that he has to come in and say protect the First Amendment when you have a lot of Republicans out there with deep pockets that could go in, buy Twitter, shut Twitter down, or put all their money behind Truth to get Ed going. But what will they do? They'll sit back, they'll bitch and they'll moan. Oh, this isn't fair. Oh, this. Just like they were calling up all these big tech folks to the Capitol to testify. Jack Dorsey, the guy over Facebook, the guy over Google, and they ran circles around him. Oh, no, we're not doing this to conservatives. Oh, no, we're not doing this. But they are. Look at what they did to the Hunter Biden laptop, how they buried that story. And then they go around, oh, look at how they're treating us. You have the ability within yourselves, within your community, to make a difference, but you won't do it. You'll sit back and you will allow them to take control. We've done that too long. We've allowed them to win the battle. Now we've got to win the war, which is what we're in now. So Andrew Yang, yeah, what he's saying is positive. And of course, they're going to deride him. Of course, they're going to attack him. Whenever someone says something that's positive and right, they will attack them. Look at Macy Grace. When she came out and said, no, you can't be a woman. Oh, they attacked her. And then she bowed out. And no one says anything about it. Not only that, look at the Supreme Court justices. Look at Brett Kavanaugh. To this day, Merrick Garland has not arrested anyone for going and protesting outside their homes. To this day. They have not made much of a hoopla about him almost being assassinated. Lee Zeldin, almost assassinated. And the media just looked the other way. Oh, nothing to see here. Oh, okay. Joe Biden said himself, this just comes with the territory. And you want to tell me this is justice? We've got crime all around us. These people don't care because they're manufacturing crime themselves. They're busy going after Donald Trump as opposed to going after terrorists. They're busy going after parents as opposed to going after people that are actually trying to do wrong, kill our Supreme Court justices. They don't care. And people sit back and go, oh no, let them get Donald Trump. They'll finally take him out. Yeah, and once they take him out, China will take over. And then where will you be? Wake up, you're not looking. As Andrew said, are you sleeping? Look at what's happening around you. These people are not playing. They want to change the republic. They want socialism. They want you without jobs. They've tried to redefine recession, redefine inflation, redefine a woman, redefine a man, a boy, and a girl, redefine genders, redefine the pronouns, and if you don't agree with them, you go to jail, you lose your job. This should not be in a democracy. You misgendered me. What do you mean I misgendered you? You're a man. I'm sorry if you want to play house, you want to play fake make-believe. You do that at home. We're going to call you what you are. But you got people saying, oh no, we're hurting their feelings. No, this is wrong. And there's nothing wrong with calling it out. We should have never gotten to this point. Joe Biden should have never been in the White House. He's corrupt. Kamala Harris shouldn't be there. All these people that are getting jobs because, oh, she's a black woman and she's that. Ketanji Brown Jackson should not be on the Supreme Court. All these cases that are going forward should not be heard. These police officers that have been found guilty, they should not have been found guilty. These huge settlements that these families are getting, they should not have gotten it. Look at those cops, four cops, Breonna Taylor case. They're bringing charges against them again. Again! Breonna Taylor put her own life in jeopardy. I'm sorry, she's dead, she's gone, be done with it, move on. But yet and still, we've got to sit here. We've got to go through this again. Her family got $12 million. What more do they want? This has got to stop. Now you got the attorney general in Kentucky, Cameron, who's looking at, no, I've got to investigate this. This makes no sense. What is the left calling him? Oh, he's an Uncle Tom. Oh, he's no good. Oh, he's a black supremacist. Look at what they're doing to Herschel Walker. MSNBC. The blacks on MSNBC should be fired. They're incompetent. They are a disgrace to the human race, spewing hate nonstop, making black people, like myself, putting a target on our backs because you're making other people think that we think like them and we don't. Tiffany Cross should not be on TV. Joy Reid should not be on TV, but yet they are.
Right. These liberals are so hypocritical. They often talk about how white the GOP is and the Republican Party. Yet when there are black Republicans that come out, like a Herschel Walker or Cameron from Kentucky, the media does everything they can to disparage and smear them like they're somehow less than real black people. They act like they're somehow selling out on their blackness because they're a Republican. It's just absolutely absurd. And this is what we see all the time from this fake news media.
You're right. They behave as if they're selling out, and they're not selling out. They're just being true to themselves, true to their conviction. Right now, I want to put on my Make America Great Again cap and wear it on the outside. Because that's what we need. I don't care, again, I don't care what party affiliation you're with. People should be coming out and denouncing what has recently happened. And what's interesting also, I've made all these connections with these people, is that they're trying to do this to time this when Nixon left office 48 years ago. Because they want people to have a reference. They want people to say, oh, this happened to Nixon, or it's happening again. Donald Trump is a bad man. And everything that happened illegally, should not have happened. Now, you got people who won't call it out, but I'm going to call it out. It was an illegal raid, just like the summer of 2021 and 2020. The raids that we had, the riots that we had in those cities should never have happened, should not have happened.
The summer of love.
The summer of love. And some of those governors can't even get back their own cities and towns, states. This is pitiful. have we fallen so far? Crime all around us, committed by Blacks. Look at the hate crimes. They always want to talk about, oh, people are killing Black people. Look at the hate crimes committed by Black people against Asians, against Mexicans. I sent you an article the other day, Andrew, of this one woman who attacked a Mexican woman. And she said, oh, I don't like Mexicans. And then when they went to describe her, they said, oh, she had dark skin. And we see the picture of her and she's a Black woman. Like, what? Why don't you just say she's an African-American? You love saying it. But had it been a white person, oh, it would be all over the news. Look at what we have come to. And the people who aren't affected by it are people like the Merrick Garlands and the Christopher Ray, because they're insulated, sitting behind their picket fence, their gated fences. America, wake up. Andrew, people have got to wake up.
Yeah, well said. If you're looking for better sleep, focus, and energy, check out Healthy Cell, the leading innovator of nutritional supplements for cell health. Rob and I did, and we are so happy we tried Healthy Cell. Healthy Cell vitamins work at the cellular level to boost immune health, sleep better, focus deeper, and stay younger longer. Absorb a healthier lifestyle with Healthy Cell's pill-free vitamins. They come in a great tasting gel pack, great packaging. It's always exciting when I get my Healthy Cell in the mail. I'm currently taking Super Immune Boost. It really does make me feel better. I haven't been getting sick, so that's a plus. And I do testament that to Healthy Cell. Even when I believe I got COVID, I got over it very quickly. If you go to healthycell.com and check out the great products, you can save 20% off with the code OUTLOUD. Don't just take my word for it. Go there and check out all the great reviews. We'll be back with more After Dark with Robin Andrew.
Because of COVID-19, many Americans worry about their health 4 times a day. That's 120 times per month. To minimize the worries, leading nutritional supplement company, Healthy Cell, created Immune Super Boost, an immune supplement that contains full effective doses of science-backed nutrients like vitamin C, zinc, elderberry, and echinacea, all in a one-a-day, pill-free, ultra-absorption ingestible gel. It tastes great. Comes in a convenient squeeze gel pack, and it's more natural too, without chemical binders, fillers, and coatings. Supporting a strong and resilient immune system can be simple. Go to healthycell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of Immune Super Boost. That's healthycell.com, HEALTHYCELL, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
All right, you've all heard Malcolm and the great Dr. Peter McCullough talk about the povidone iodine-based nasal spray Cofix RX. They talk about it because it's a product that actually works in combating colds, flus, and coronaviruses. Cofix is made in the USA and recommended by thousands of doctors and pharmacists nationwide. It's simple. By attacking viruses where they incubate, you make it easier for your body to heal. Check out the Cofix RX banner ad on AmericaOutLoud.com and save 20%. By using promo code OUTLOUD.
Okay, folks, so we hear a lot, I've heard a lot of this has been said since this raid, this invasion. It was an invasion on Trump's private residency. And this was all by design, as I said, because in a way they want to fix it so that he will leave Mar-a-Lago. He'll never want to go back there because he'll say, oh, my home was invaded and I feel intimidated. I feel, you know, my privacy has been invaded. And that's the reason why I think they went through Melania's things, other than the fact that they wanted to just mess up her clothes. But just imagine, folks, think back to Hillary Clinton had information, classified information that she shouldn't have had. And they allowed her to talk to the FBI. Well, actually, they didn't even talk to her. They didn't even interview her. They just let it slide. James Comey, as I said, he did the same thing. And no one said anything about it. Peter Strzok, they let them all walk out. Randy Berger, who was in the Clinton White House, when he left, this man literally was stuffing documents down his socks, in his crotch, in his butt, and nothing ever happened. And you know what, Andrew? At the time, I remember it so clearly, as I said. My position on it was, okay, as long as he returns it, nothing should happen. I can be objective. Even with the Hillary Clinton email scandal when she was running for the presidency, I myself said, what's the big deal? Why are they making a big deal out of this? See, I can be fair and objective. It's something that the left cannot be, and they don't want to be. So when you see this happening and people are saying, oh, well, this is going to damage the FBI. Oh, and this is just going to tear the country up. They don't care. They being the left, they don't care. Well, Joe Biden had to have known about this. It doesn't matter if he did know. They don't care. And you know why they don't care? Because they know that you don't care enough. They know that they can convince you to look the other way because the media will downplay it. And you're not thinking for yourself. You're not saying, wait a minute. You're not listening to us? Well, we're going to take this to the polls and we're going to show you. But see, they don't care. Christopher Wray does not care. When he was being questioned the other day on the Hill, he told them, I've got a plane to catch. So when is this going to be over? He said that he had a plane to catch. And you know where he was going? On a government plane on vacation. Christopher Wray. Now think about this. Had you been summoned before the police and had you said, I've got a plane to catch, I've got to go on vacation, they would have said, oh, change your plans. Think about when you're going to jury duty and you have vacation plans. They say, oh, I don't care, change it. Now, of all people, you would think that Christopher Wray would lead by example and say, well, no, I got to stay here and answer these questions. No, he didn't want to do it because he didn't want to answer the questions. And I know that some of you have seen him on Hill and the Hill. And like I said, Marsha Blackburn and Ted Cruz, they've been rather direct with them, but not a direct enough, Andrew. Because I would call him out. I mean, and maybe this is just a wake-up call for me that I probably need to run for office. Because if I were there on the Hill, I would call him out and I would say, Christopher Wray, you are a disgrace to your profession. You are a disgrace to the FBI. And if he tried to interrupt, I would say, excuse me, sir, I am not done. If you interrupt me one more time, I will say, charge you with contempt of Congress. You are a miserable, abject failure. You should resign immediately. Answer my question. I will move to have the sergeant at arms to hold you in contempt of Congress and put you in the cell. Though some would say, oh, but you can't do that. Oh, yes, I can. This is what needs to happen. So they would show them that we mean business. But they don't do it. They sit there and they say, well, you know, we tried to ask him a question. And, you know, he kept avoiding it. And I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? You got the power. When they were saying earlier that they should have subpoenaed Adam Schiff, put him before Congress, and demand that he tell the American people what evidence he had on Trump that showed Russia collusion, because he kept coming out saying that they had it. And Senator Graham said, well, no, we can't do that because we don't want to do that to a fellow colleague. Oh, really? Well, look at what they're doing to you now. They don't care who you are. Look at what they're doing. You got to stop playing nice. And it's not about playing nice. It's about following the rule of law. Using the power you have to get to the answers. Now, I don't know if we're going to get to the answers in November. Kevin McCarthy claims that we will. But then when you have people like Tim Scott, John Thune, who will say, well, we've had enough of this. The American people want to move on. You probably won't get to the bottom of it. That is a reason why we have to make certain that the people that are being elected are MAGA people. And the way they have managed to just denigrate the term MAGA, it's always about white supremacy. You have Christopher Wray saying that. You have Merrick Garland. These people are in the upper echelons of our government. And they're calling an entire group of people white supremacist. Now, never mind you have blacks in the Republican Party and Hispanics. The fact that the media can say it and get away with it, and they're playing to their base. Who are they playing to? Black people. Who are they playing to? Woke white liberals. The most dangerous group out there. Malcolm X even said it. Martin Luther King even said it. These woke white liberals are extremely dangerous. Coupled with bougie blacks like Barack Obama and Michelle Obama. And for Pete's sake, stop saying Michelle Obama can run for president. She can't. Why would she? Well, she probably would, and you would have a lot of people voting for her. Oh, she's the next coming. Oh, she's going to be delicious. Oh, she's going to be good. Please, the woman needs to go on a diet. She needs to get on a treadmill. And that's another thing. Why are they saying people like Lizzo is in good shape? She's not. Why are they allowing her to walk around in a bikini showing all of her ugliness? See, this is what has happened. They have changed the dynamics. They've changed the conversation. They've redefined so many things. And we're just going along with it. We're holding our hands down because we're afraid. Hats off to the parents when they go back to school who will stand up against this craziness. Hopefully, Republicans will stand up and fight for you. But when you're weaponizing the FBI and weaponizing our judicial system, so that every case that goes before them, they'll say, oh, let it go through. I hope, Andrew, that our Supreme Court will get wind of this, or some court, and will say, this has to stop. The next time someone makes a request to get something from Trump, that they say, no, this has to stop. What do you need this for? This is all about politics. And so we thought that was going to take place with Michael Flynn. But the judge didn't do it. He decided to play politics. He wanted Mike Flynn to go to jail. He wanted to sentence him, as opposed to saying, no, this is about politics. I'm kicking this out of my court. Look at Roger Stone. This should not be even going into our judicial system. All of these, like Letitia James and her subpoena wanting Trump records, the judge should have said, no, Letitia, no. You need to be more concerned about the crime in New York. What do you need with that? This man has been investigated 365 days of the year. Seven ways to Sunday. What more do you folks want? It's political. You want to stop him from running for the presidency. And these judges, they see it. But they won't say anything. They keep allowing this to go through. And people say, well, just let it go through because there's nothing there. They won't be able to find it. Right, there's nothing there. But look at the jurors. They're all Democrat. So, of course, they're going to say, oh, let's convict. How do we get to the bottom of this? I mean, it's so far gone, I don't even know if we could stop it, Andrew. But this is where we're at. This is where we're at with our justice system. Beginning to look like, people say, a banana republic. We're beginning to look like Russia, like China, and a lot of these other third world countries. And you know, they don't like calling them third world countries anymore. You see, they're changing the definition for that.
Right. And people don't understand how serious the consequences are until it happens to them. I know I keep bringing this up, but when Rob and I got banned off Twitter, it was a huge blow to us for a long time because we both had over 80,000 followers on the app. We had our show going on there, our video show. We had a great show. Luckily, we got picked up here on America Out Loud, or else we'd pretty much have no platform to be able to continue to have our voices heard. And this is what happens in these banana republic, third world countries. And I don't want to live in a country like that. I don't want Republicans to take over and then silence all the leftists on Twitter. They should be allowed to say all the stupid things that they always say. But it seems like on the other side of the aisle, they cheer on this behavior. They love it when conservatives get shut down off Twitter. They love it when they come after Trump with these witch hunts. It just seems like there's two different sets of Americans right now.
You're right. Two different sets of Americans. And people don't realize it. They're looking at it. They're thinking, oh, yeah, we got him now. We're going to knock him down. We're going to shut him down. They want to see this president in handcuffs. And I wouldn't at all be surprised if that's what Merrick Garland wants to do. He and Christopher Wray. I wouldn't at all be surprised, because this would be the icing on the cake. And just something else I want to throw in there, I don't think that I mentioned, is that this is about time. This is, people don't realize what's happening until it happens to them. And every election year, I want to go back, just talk about the timing of this. I mentioned that this coincides with Nixon resigning from office 48 years ago. At the same time, we know that there's a grand jury investigating as to whether or not Trump tried to overthrow the government, or there's some conspiracy for Jan 6. Well, see, they did this raid so that those jurors would look at this and say, wait a minute, he must be bad. And not that they need to say that, because it's happening in D.C. So you know that this jury is going to come back and say, oh, indict. On the most flimsy of charges, I've been on a grand jury. And all you have to do is just say, yeah, we don't want to hear this. Yeah, just indict. And a lot of them have probably already made up their minds. You can indict a dog. You can indict a kid. You can indict your telephone. You can indict anybody. The only thing it says is just that, okay, you can take this to court. And a lawyer doesn't even need that. He can just take it. But see, that makes it seem more as if, there's something that's wrong. When in actuality, there's nothing wrong. So this whole thing with them going in and saying, oh, well, we're going to go and raid Mar-a-Lago, the sacred home of a former president. Oh, this really makes it look bad. So the grand jury would definitely say, oh, yeah, indict him because he's a bad guy. He's a bad player. Meanwhile, Hunter Biden, you have all this information, all this stuff of things that he had done, working with a foreign government, not registering as a foreign agent. Remember, that's what they got Paul Manafort on, said he didn't register as a foreign agent. Mike Flynn didn't register as a foreign agent. They destroyed these men's lives. Hunter Biden, still making millions, still on the boards of Chinese companies, still getting money from Ukraine. Joe Biden, still pocketing some of the money because he's getting 10% because he's the big guy. All of this is on the laptop that Christopher Wray has, and he's claiming that he doesn't have it. Now, if you were to put him under oath and ask him about it, you know what he would say? Well, I don't know if we have it. They never told me. Like, wait a minute. You're the head of the FBI and you don't know? Throw him in jail. This guy is lying. But see, they know that they can get away with this. So they're going to keep lying. Keep kicking the can down the road. Merrick Garland feels that, oh, no one can touch me. And even if they do take back both houses, what is the worst they can do? They don't even have the nerve to do it. I would issue a subpoena so fast. I would have them arrested, handcuffed, perp walked. That's what has to happen. Because if Hunter Biden gets away with all his devilment, his corruption, and see, that's the other thing people are saying. Well, they're going to time this so that if they indict Hunter, they're going to indict Trump. So that Merrick Garland can say, well, you see, no one is above the law, not even the president's son, not even the former president. It's smoke screens and mirrors. It's just all a lot of rhetoric. Because Trump has done absolutely nothing. It's a fabrication. Hunter Biden has. But see, that's what they would do. We're going to indict him and we're going to indict Trump. If we don't indict him, we want to indict Trump. But we've got to indict Hunter, so we have to indict Trump. Folks, don't allow this to happen. I'm telling you, this is wrong. And then they say, well, Biden will come in and he will pardon Hunter. He will pardon Trump. He shouldn't have to pardon Trump because Trump hasn't done anything. But Joe Biden has. And I don't care which way this goes. Joe Biden has to be held accountable. He has to be impeached. Merrick Garland has to be impeached. Christopher Wray has to be impeached. And if they can impeach Nancy Pelosi, she has to be impeached. All of them. Every last one of them must go before the courts. And we don't need a liberal court. We need to find a judge who will issue judiciously a guilty verdict. I hope the Supreme Court is listening, because if this comes to them, I don't want them saying, oh, well, no, because we don't want folks to think we're biased. No, you need to do what you need to do and say, this makes absolutely no sense, plain and simple.
Yes, to all that, you're absolutely right. And I think the one thing that Democrats have done is they have fired up President Trump's base even more so than they were before, even more than every time they go to the gas station and are paying over $4 a gallon for gas. I think this is going to be another thing where it blows up in the Democrats' face. Thank you all for joining us on After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Pandora, or wherever you stream. Please like and subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, or go to AmericaOutLoud.com where you can listen to 24/7 talk radio if you click the Listen Live tab. We'll see you guys next time, and remember, stand for something or fall for nothing.